Beaumont Podcast for all news, information, and updates. This is Bulbacast Season 2.
Hi, this is Jason Killer. Welcome to Bulbacast episode number 19 of Season 2. Tonight we're going to have a great cast, and let's meet our panelists for tonight. First, we have Sathish Kun from Bulba Garden.
Jaja's got the Pokemon Man, the Pokemon Man.
Archaic, Bulba Garden Webmaster.
Hi, everyone.
15927.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
Hello, everybody.
And finally, PBN Steve, owner of Pokemon Palace Network.
Hey, everyone. How's it going?
Great cast tonight. We're going to have a DP33 discussion and a couple of other things. So let's get to our first call-in right now. Our first call-in tonight will be Bluntosaur. Let's get him in right now.
Hello.
Hello, Bluntosaur. Welcome to Bulbacast.
It's glad to be here.
All right. What's your question this week?
Well, my first part is not so much a question, more like a rant.
All right.
Aren't you sick of these greedy morons all over the GTS?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
yeah. Bad.
The ones asking for legendaries while putting up a level 1 Pokemon.
Yep.
Nice. I mean, I think what PPN was just going to say was that it's probably not as bad now as it was before. It was certainly very bad with the Japanese. Like when we first got our carts for the Japanese version and were playing, yeah, they had the same problem there. But it didn't last all that long, really. Maybe a couple of months, and then they just gave up.
I think what really bothers me the most out of the whole thing is the cheated legendaries that are being...
Yes.
That's another thing. That's another thing that bothers me.
That ain't cool.
I'm sick of these...
It whole really defeats the whole thing of the game, you know, the whole...
Mm-hmm. No.
It does beg the question, too. If they're using hacked Pokemon anyway... Why are they putting them up for trade? They don't need to get a new Pokemon. They can just make a new one.
They're probably
good
gathering
point.
Trainer IDs. That's what I'm guessing.
If I ever see these people in real life, I will personally smack the stupid out of them.
They probably want to get real pokes of their own.
It's annoying.
I thought it's
exactly. And it's unfair to people who actually care about the game and want to train their Pokemon and actually take the time to do so.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think the reason that people are putting up those hacked ones is because they want the English name. Well, maybe the Game Shark itself can put the English name on it. I don't know.
Yeah, people are doing amazing trades for English.
I think what we're seeing here is the greedy kid phenomenon. Basically, most of the people who are doing these things, putting up a hacked Pokemon or actually getting hacked Pokemon or who are putting level 1... up asking for legendaries or level 100s or whatever, they're immature kids. They're not the mature players that our side of the fandom is used to.
Agreed.
My sister actually bought a used Sapphire Cap cartridge, and it was sharked, but it was actually not too bad. Like, after one reset, like, the stats of the Pokemon went back to normal, and we just transferred them to another pack and restarted it, you know? But it's... I gotta say, it doesn't prove anything good about you. It doesn't. I don't think it really adds to the fun of the game. In fact, it usually takes away from it.
Yeah.
Don't do it.
It's annoying, and it's unfair to people who actually care about the game and want to train their Pokemon and actually take the time to do so.
I think the reason that people are putting up those hacked ones is because they want the English name. Well, maybe the Game Shark itself can put the English name on it. I don't know.
Yeah, people are doing amazing trades for English names. I put down some.
You know, I don't have a problem with that. I don't. I would do it as long as it's not a hacked Pokemon.
Yeah,
I didn't get a hacked one.
You know,
I didn't get a hacked one. I got a shiny one.
Shiny's great.
Wow.
Japanese name is great.
Guys, speaking of shinies, what is with these morons on SPP Wi-Fi? More than half of these people who walk in are either demanding shinies up front or demanding level 100s up front.
Well, word of advice, don't go to SPP Wi-Fi.
Exactly.
I think what we're seeing here is the greedy kid phenomenon. Basically,
yeah.
Most of the people who are doing these things, putting up hacked Pokemon, or actually getting hacked Pokemon, or who are putting level 1s up asking for legendaries or level 100s or whatever, they're immature kids. They're not the mature players that our side of the fandom is used to.
Agreed.
Gotta have a fair trade.
Yeah, they'll learn soon enough.
I should hope so, because you won't even know how bad SPP Wi-Fi was last night. Got so bad, one of the ops actually jumped ship.
Not surprised.
Well, this is why you should join the Bulba Garden Wi-Fi Garden.
Already there, dude.
We're working on spinning up the league, though.
And while you people have been very helpful, there's just too few of you.
Yeah.
Well, yes, unfortunately.
Well, you know, some of the forums are putting together Wi-Fi connection setups and leagues and whatnot.
Yeah, I really feel that a real-time chat's best for that.
Yeah, that's all possible.
I gotta say, expect to see a fully set up Bulba Garden League.
Cool. Maybe we'll challenge you.
Actually, I'm probably gonna be the announcer, so.
So I thought you were being first Jim.
Can I do both?
No.
Yes.
People challenge me for badges, and when people do the league tournament, I can just be the announcer thing. It's not hard. All I have to do is strap on a bow tie and be charismatic. And I have the bow tie.
You have enough charisma right here.
So, Blunt, anything else?
Yeah, one more question.
Sure.
This is more relating to the... Now, I know many people all over the Pokemon fandom have asked this question over and over again for years. But what do you think... What kind of state do you think a Pokemon is in while it's actually inside its Pokeball?
Bennett animation.
Red, glowy, stuff.
Shrunk.
Data. Remember that Psyduck, you know, when they showed Psyduck inside the Pokeballs?
We've seen Psyduck in miniaturized.
Like,
what I don't have to say.
Think of a Dream of Genie.
A lot of people think that too, I do. I did it at some point, but now I think it's more with the newer technology and it's just suspended animation.
It's gotta be magic. It's been long around too.
I do kind of have a theory.
What do you think?
Because you notice how, like, I noticed in one past episode, it was in the middle of the night when Ikari let Pochimpai and Mimi a little really tired and drowsy and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And you notice how when they call their backup Pokemon when it loses, how they tell it to take a rest. I think that sometimes they're like asleep in the Pokeball.
Oh yeah, sure. Why?
But when they're like fully rested and healed and stuff, they're like sort of half awake, half asleep, like how we sometimes are first thing in the morning. Mm.
You know, it reminds me of that Robot Chicken episode where they had the whole Pikachu dance party in there or whatever. The club in there. Right.
Actually, if my theory holds true, it would also explain why some Pokemon, like Skitty and Psyduck, let themselves out. Because they're, like, partially conscious.
And Krogunk.
Oh, yeah, him too.
You're right. Some Pokemon do let themselves out without being actually commanded to, so...
Sawn Ansu being the most obvious of those.
Yeah, we don't... Now, that he himself is an enigma. I mean, he pops up, like, every time, yet we never see any light from the ball itself.
We have sometimes.
Comedy. Yep. it wouldn't be funny if we always saw it. I mean, it's not always funny anyway, but...
Speaking of the anime and funny, I think... I just recently saw what I think has now become my new favorite Diamond and Pearl episode.
I think a lot of people feel the same way. Frog got an egg!
No, not because of that. Because Pikachu showed off one of his greatest
powers. Wobbuffet impression.
Wobbuffet, Loudred, Lotad, Mudkip, Pikachu does it all, man.
Yeah, we're going to discuss that tonight a little bit later on in our cast. So, if you want to put
sense. Looking forward to hearing it. And speaking of impressions, I'll once again... Since there's nobody around here, and I will once again close out with mine. Wah!
That'll work.
See ya.
All right, take care, Blondosaur. Thank you for coming.
See you later.
Bye-bye.
Yeah.
Yep.
See you
around. Blondosaur, what a call.
And we're going to matriculate to our next call-in. Next call-in tonight will be Pikachu Trainer. Let's get him in right now. Hello, Pikachu Chan, and welcome to the Bulbacast.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello there.
Hey.
Hello.
Hello. Did it
I've got more sort of general question. I'm sure that's had to come up sooner or later. What's your favorite this gen, and why?
My favorite what?
Your favorite this generation, DP.
Oh, favorite of the dumb Pearl Generation Pokemon, you mean?
Yeah.
I already know. Bonsly. Bonsly, I so totally love it. I have two plushies of it. I train one, and I was so gay when Brock.
Manaphy!
I just love it!
I don't remember its
love
name.
Manaphy, he's cute.
What? Describe it to me, I'll give you the.
The alternate evolution for the Ralts line. Gallia, that's it. Gallia. With Mimidop close second.
I'd have to say Piplup.
No Crotons, amazingly.
It's gotta be Bibba, just because of the name.
Bibba.
And the fact that it's a penguin. Been waiting ages for a penguin Pokemon.
And that supervillain lookalike full evolution starter. I don't remember his name. Emperor, I think he was in Japanese. I'm not sure what he is in English.
Empoleon.
Yes, him. That one's part of my top three as well.
Torterra. Gotta love the ground types.
My favorite has to be Krogunk. Yes. Anything, yes.
Yes.
Just scary Pokemon.
Actually, she is.
Yes.
I don't really have one, but if I had to choose, I'd probably pick Kario right now.
Yes. Kario is pretty good.
You know, I haven't played him in the game yet, so I don't know what he's like in the actual game, but I'll just pick him based on his movie appearance and how cool he was.
Well, he's even great in the game.
Yeah, well,
as far as I've seen. I haven't played it either, but as far as the meta game is concerned.
Yeah, he is kind
of... Well, he did get a lot of attention in Nintendo promos and stuff, so I imagine he has a little bit of heat in the game, you know? Plus, he's just cool looking, you know?
As far as the legendaries go, I think my favorite is actually Shane's little tiny flower thing.
Because it's a chia pet.
Just add water.
It's so cute!
Oh, Pikachu Trainer, you have another question?
Yeah, I have another one. Yeah. I'm sure I've seen a topic somewhere on this, probably BMG. What kind of a chance do you think we have on getting a GSC remake when the fact that it's clarified Johto is a location on the status screens in Diamond and Pearl? Since Kanto is from FRLG and Hoenn from RSC, the only possibility is Game Freak looking to remake the second gen.
I think we've discussed this on Bulbacast before, and we came to the consensus that they're not going to do any more on that generation. It's going to be kind of a lot of people say they want to see it, but I don't see why.
We have discussed that topic before, but I don't think we've discussed it considering the fact that Johto is... like, in Diamond and Pearl is mentioned, like, as being a location that a Pokemon can come from in that.
No, we never did actually mention that particular detail.
Yeah. To address that point, I think that what might happen there is that some Pokemon might be given away via events, and that is what they will have in there, basically to show they're an event Pokemon, like... because I don't think we can get Suicune or any of the other legendary dogs at the moment, can we?
But
we can transfer them up.
In Generation, but...
Yeah, you can't catch them. I think that they will be releasing some of those ones on tickets simply because they want to be able to have it so people who didn't buy last generation's games can still get them. It is possible, though, that we will get a GSC remake, but... debate.
I don't think.
I've seen people on both sides of the fence. I'm actually kind of tired about hearing about it. It could go either way.
Rather than a GSC remake, I think they'd be more likely to do a new game, entirely new game, that did incorporate Johto.
What makes you say that?
It has a chance. You haven't seen Dual Region games since GFC.
I didn't catch that.
I don't think they're going to do that anymore. It's going to take a lot of their
If they do anything, it's going to be from the Emerald version of Diamond and Pearl. Or like Archaics at an all-new game that may incorporate other regions, consoles.
I don't even see how that's more likely than a GSC or nothing happening at all. I think there's sometimes where speculation starts to bother me when people start acting like they know something.
This is common sense, a lot of it.
You gotta wait and see. But they did Fire Red and Leaf Green, so.
Yeah,
that's how they get it.
And just look how popular FNG is.
They have to.
It's the most popular game after DP. Almost everybody has FLG, even if they don't have Emerald.
Yeah, if they do anything, I think they'll just do either a continuation of Diamond and Pearl or an all-new game, personally. That's my thought.
I will say this. I think there's a distinct possibility we will get a remake or a new game this generation that incorporates Pokemon that you can't catch in DP, but you could... bring from the last generation, because they're not going to want to have to force people to buy the games from last generation.
Right. I have to agree with that statement. Yeah. That would be a very, very strong possibility that something they would do.
Yeah. If they make a remake of GSC, or they could even make a remake of Emerald. Well, they don't necessarily have to do exactly the same
thing. I don't know, I like Emerald. It was a good game.
Well, yeah, but I'm just saying it's way too early for a remake. Fire Red and Leaf Green were how many years
ago?
Let's not say remake then. Let's say another game set in the same region in a different time frame.
Just giving you the opportunity to get the Pokemon in that region.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
Anyway, I think this is kind of weird anyway.
Let's move on.
In conclusion, no answer determined.
It only is official when Game Freak says it's official.
Whatever they're going to do, they're going to surprise us.
Exactly.
Mm.
All right.
Any more questions?
Yeah, that's all. Yeah.
All right, Pikachu Tanner, thank you for calling us.
Thanks for calling BulbaCast. Yeah. Have a good one.
Yeah.
Bye.
All right.
Bye.
Okay. And that was another great call on.
That's a controversial subject, too, you know? Because they can do a lot of things, and, you know, all we can do is guess at what they'll do.
Right.
I gotta say, the one thing I really wish they would do, snap on the Wii.
Yeah, I would love that, too.
Being able to take pictures with motion sensors, and oh my God, they could. Please, if anyone from Green Freak is listening,
but that's
please
just
do it. Please
so boring.
Do it.
I think we're more likely to have people from Pokemon USA listening than from Game Freak.
I know.
I suppose if there's one game I'd really like to see, it's something that would tie into the anime.
That would be
nuts. More.
Yeah.
Maybe in
we have
Islands?
Not really seen an we haven't seen an anime tie-in since Yellow. I would like to see either an RPG or a Colosseum thing that is based around the anime characters. Either us controlling them or us being a rival to them.
Yeah, that would be great.
And on that note, we will be right back shortly with DP33 discussion, right after you listen to this brief commercial message, so don't go anywhere. More DP coming up.
Hey there, Shitachi-kun. Are you 18 or over?
Well, howdy there, Shitini. Sure am. Why ask?
Well, I was just about to go down to the hoedown with my Amy Lou and go square dancing when I thought, hey, maybe my friend Shitachi-kun would want to go get some tobacco.
Backer? Well, that ain't good for you, Teeny. Why the hell do I want to get you some of that? Here, I'd rather have this here gum called Pikachu. It does a lot better for the body.
Pikachu? What kind of doggone flabby darn tootin' tobacco is that?
I done told you it ain't no tobacco. It's a chowing gum. And it ain't gonna harm you in any way or anything. And hey, it leaves your breath with a peak of feeling.
Well, how is it better than my regular old tobacco?
Well, it ain't gonna rot your teeth out, boy. and being Pikachu, it'll leave you with an electrifying feeling all night long.
Well, shoot! I guess I gotta go get me some of that. Pass it over, Satoshi.
Alright. Pikachu, electric gum. Always there for an electrifying punch to make your night of square dancing keep going and going. Pikachu, available at all Pokemons. Pikachu, ask for it by name.
Welcome back, everybody, to Bulbacast. And now we're going to go right along to discussion on DP 33, and let me get that episode title up.
The English name is It's Love, Pokemon Transformation Convention.
Yes, the one.
Yes.
Yay.
Best episode ever.
best filler episode ever.
Yes.
There have been better plot episodes, but best filler episode ever.
Agreed. You know, this is quite interesting because we're starting to see a pattern here. Recurring filler characters.
Yeah.
Because you had that anchor lady and her reporting team for probably maybe the fourth time now.
But that's supposed to happen. They turn up so many times in the game.
Yeah.
That's very true. Now I think they're starting to capitalize on that. Because
that's a point. We haven't seen the anime linked so much to events in the game before. Not for a while, have we?
And this, I think this is the first egg since Togepi that's been like one based on when you get in the game. And this is probably the first one that's like in the right general area. I mean, got that like from somewhere in Kanto. Oh, Ash did. Anyway.
And also, depending on your numbering system, this is episode number 500 of the anime series.
Totally worth it.
We have 500. And of course, they couldn't choose anything better for 500th episode anyway.
Took them 500 episodes to give him an egg. He's a fucking breeder.
Well, if you consider it's 495, but it's still the
same.
It's
495.
Yeah.
495 since Tuck joined that five.
Okay.
Yeah. But in any case, basic plot line of this episode, you have everybody going to this convention where it's apparent that it's Pokemon cosplay. Yeah. Basically, it's like a contest, only your Pokemon are cosplayers.
Emulate another Pokemon.
Yes.
Sound, look, whatever.
Yeah. Of course, the rap emulating Jigglypuff was pretty good, but the best part, of course, is when Pikachu imitates all those other Pokemon.
Yes. Great, great visual. Yes. Funny.
I still love Krogunk as a Politoed.
We have Skeezol-san, of course, he's saying Skeetisane.
Oh, I can't say that, sir.
No, you can't. But since AG-13, he said, I like it. That's basically all he said.
Although he did say a little more, because he gives Bark the egg.
I had a role
and has
like
a pretty long line there.
Yeah. I like Pochama's Weedle. But, of course, Bubble Beam, bye-bye.
Of course, some of those ideas were on crack. I thought Piplup as Weedle was bad, and then they had the Gyarados as just Caterpie, the coughing as a Togepi. What were some of these trainers on? I mean,
maybe they're eating the Pokemon food, and their Pokemon eating regular food.
Someone got it.
What did you think about James actually trying to win legitimately again?
He seems to like that. Like ever since
he likes seems.
Yeah, and of course, you know Jesse just. Typically screws it up for him.
Oh, yeah. Because they want to steal
the
egg.
Yeah, but he doesn't.
And...
He's all...
No!
They're such horrible villains. They really are.
Yep.
That's why we love them.
One very good note here, though. I have noticed that in the past maybe 5 or 6 episodes, we had about 4 different variations of the model.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
And they're starting to become more bizarre every
time. Only if they're about to get written out.
What?
Ooh. Perhaps because you don't have Galaxy.
I know.
Yet.
Characters do weird things just before they get written out, you know.
But this is
awesome. Yeah, they'll just go on vacation and come back weirder than ever.
That's like
another important thing is Sakaki is still in this game. In this TV series. He's still in the series. Giovanni is still in the series. And his Seiyu died about a year ago.
He never died.
But in any case, the ending goes. Takashi gets the egg, Everybody's happy. Apparently, I do not know what the egg is now, but I have a feeling that many people will know what that egg contains. Of course, no spoilers, because the only spoiled thing I want are the spoiled chopped meat that comes on the back of the Kifu truck. But that's another story. Pretty much, if I had to rate this up a 1 out of the 1 through 10 scale, I would have to rate this 8.5. Creativity was there.
So fun episode, just all the way around. Fun.
Yeah. Kudos to the writers.
Didn't move the plot. Well, actually, it did add to the plot. It brought an egg.
Yes.
He got an egg.
He got an egg.
So, some way to put in a new plot twist.
See, this is kind of a debatable topic though, because you can consider this a filler, but then you can't. It's not, because it adds on to the anime story.
So it was a
probably the best way to get it ever.
There you go. What better way to have a blast doing it and then adding a new element to your show? Why not have fun and get it too?
I think also the fact that they know how to balance Dawn into the series better than they did May, and the fact that there's no character like Max there, has really given him more space again.
That could be very true.
And I think even the fact that Misty's not there has given him a lot of space to really shine as a character. I mean, yes, he's still a support character, but he's the support character.
I just think that, like you said, the balance is much better.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. Much. And the way they've given Kari, Dawn, whatever her name's going to be, a much well-rounded character than the same May.
Right.
That
yes.
She basically can stand on her own. She does what she does, but really mixes in well with the rest of the crew there.
I think
now here's some.
People are going to kill me for this, but I think I actually like Dawn better than Misty. Like I said, people
insert
are
flame.
Yeah, that's pretty much fuck words for a lot of people.
But that's not saying I don't like Misty. That's just saying I like Dawn.
I'll wait another 100 episodes and see what you think.
One little off-topic note here. What do you think? I know nobody's gonna watch the dub here, but what do you think is going to be the catchphrase instead of Daijoubu in English? What if you have to make any guess?
Dawn's catchphrase could translate. She uses it in context, and it's not just like a sentence ender.
Like, I'm all right, something like that.
Yeah, I did it.
Yes, indeed. All right, so I guess that's about some
great
up, DP30.
Funny plot enhancement.
God,
Pi's happy because Plot got an egg.
I love the episode too. That's the carry on.
As long as we're not the host getting hit on the head with the microphone guy, that was too classic. That just added so much funny realism to it. It's not funny.
How many times has she been hit?
Oh, God, at least.
Yeah, but she was hit a lot in like I think it was.
Yeah, it's just really funny.
Yeah. A
couple of episodes ago, but she was like hit.
Alright, so that wraps the episode.
Okay. And now we're going to move on to the question of the week, because I know Archaic has a billion things to do now. You can hear Satoshi-kun with that question of the week.
Alright, and this is Satoshi-kun, welcoming you all to yet another fun-filled, exciting, happy, and all that stuff, question of the week. Now, last week's question of the week that I am giving the answers to right now on this week's cast was a two-parter. It was a game question and an anime question, as I seem to enjoy doing lately, and I really enjoy reading these answers. But before I go on and lose track, this is what the question of the week was. Number one, game question. What is your favorite Pokétech app? And number two, in the Pokémon anime, there have been times where rice balls have been shown, and for kids has very happily changed them to something they definitely aren't. So if you were in charge of censoring rice balls, come on. Why rice balls? What would you choose? Alrighty, so let's get on with the answers. Alright, first we have Blaziken EX. He says number one. He likes the dowsing machine. It's fun to make the dingy things. Bloop, bloop, yeah. And for question number two, he'd call the rice balls popcorn. He remembers hearing it called popcorn balls, and it kind of does look like popcorn. You do have a point. Well, let's go on right now. We have Shaded Sprider, and he says for question number one, he doesn't have DP, so proof, answer does not exist. And he has to say for question number two, if he had to do it, he would do it the most annoying yet not lying way possible. He'd just say, food. Hey, pass over the food, Brock. Your cooking is good, Brock, etc. Alright, well, we have Pikachu Trainer, and Pikachu Trainer says that he certainly doesn't have DP anyways, but since he's played it, the party checker, yeah, sure, it can easily be done through the X menu, but he's too lazy to. And also, he likes the Kecleon application. How could he forget that? Good question. Now, for the rice ball editing, he would say white/vanilla muffins. Thank God they didn't call them that, he says. I do have to agree. Now, Guitar Hero does not have DP, but says that if he were to edit rice balls, they'd look like bonbons to him, so that's what he'd call them. He knows it wouldn't really go over very well, but those things are hella good. Now, Magpie says that the favorite application is a Kecleon application because the blue color looks amazing on a DS Lite. But the breeding application wins on pure usefulness. If a Pokemon edit, Steve. Magpie is a Pokemon breeder at heart, so nothing beats that little egg sprite showing up at the bottom screen. And rice balls? Magpie would change them to marshmallow sandwiches. Food. Alrighty. Now, Jonoichi says that he likes the daycare application. It's very useful if you want to check what level it's at, and if you want to go to a certain level before taking a Pokemon out, instead of having to wait a long time only to find out that your Pokemon gained, like, two levels and hours worth of turning it on and shutting it off. I do have to agree with that train of thought there. And for the rice ball, he wouldn't even name the rice ball. In fact, Jonoichi agrees with Shaded Sprider and would avoid naming it rice balls, period, and just label it as food or whatever. That works. Now, Martian says that he doesn't have the game, but is looking very forward to the drawing board. He'll be spending wasting his time scratching away at the screen with the stylus. He has an obsessive-compulsive disorder thing. It'll entertain him for hours. And rice balls? I wouldn't call them rice balls with the random black bits, as they've never really understood what they were. Seaweed, I do believe. And when they were called donuts, that just confused him. He works at a bakery and sells macaroons. Asks, why did I say last week they couldn't say macaroons? Because I already said it. You know, it's like, don't copy my answer type of deal. But, you make macaroons? Let's go with macaroons. I love coconut macaroons. Okay. Alright, Swampert Driftlin Chatot says that he likes all of the Pokétech applications, but would probably go with the Party Checker. Why? Press X, then down, and find out. Okay. Anyway, he likes he really hopes that Pokétech will be a recurring feature of the Pokémon Dynasty, and is sure they can think up some new applications. And aside from all the other stuff he's just said, he thinks the Happiness Checker and the Kitchen Timer are tied. Happiness Checker because it has really peed him off in previous games that you have to go to this one specific person to find out happiness. And the Kitchen Timer, well, who doesn't want to know when food is done while playing a game? Good point. And number two, considering he hasn't seen one in a while and may not be perfectly accurate, but here we go, he'd say egg rolls. It's either that or no food at all. I mean, Pokepsychics have been quite unrealistic, as mentioned in several Bulbacasts, so why for kids can't make make the main cast have its amazing ability to eat, to not eat, is beyond me. Okay. And that's the rest of that's quite a long answer. And if you want to read it, it'll be on the Bulbcast switchboard in the Question of the Week thread. All right. Leafeon says that she doesn't have a lot of apps currently, but thinks the clock function and berry finder are very nice to have. And for the rice balls, name it either jelly buns, maybe a cream puff, vanilla muffin, cupcake, or snow puffs, little cookies from Little Debbie that sort of resemble Onigiri. All right, we have Big CN 401 saying that they like the digital watch. Why? Because he'd be hooked into the game and forgot about what time it was, you know, watch favorite shows, eat, and most importantly, sleep. Sometimes he doesn't know if it's 4 o'clock in the morning till Nurse Joy says good morning when he goes into the Pokemon Center to heal his Pokemon. Also, if he was really retarded as 4 kids is, in his opinion, he'd change it into Rice Krispies. Really, he wouldn't change it, but if you ask a question, he's got to answer it, right? Yeah, I guess. All right, Blunasaur hasn't gotten all the Pokétech apps yet, but here's 4 that he finds very useful. The Breeding Monitor, and he says ever since he got his hands on Ditto and all of his traded Pokés have started, well, yeah, it's been an excellent way for telling him when an egg arrives. He also likes the Step Counter, the Happiness Checker, and the Berry Monitor. And for the Rice Balls, he said that Brock called them popcorn balls in an episode of the Johto Journeys. If not that, he'd probably call them rice cakes or something similar. Well, that works. Now we have Pikachu2211, who has gotten most of the Pokétech applications and have found 5 useful. Oh, please don't do this to me! Step Counter, Happiness Checker, Item Finder, Marking Map, and Pokemon History. Whew. Please, short answers. Please. Alright. We have Umby, who says that they have 2 favorite applications. The Happiness Checker. It's good to know how happy the Pokemon are. Instead of taking the time to gasp, fly over to the Happiness Checker in a completely different town. Now you can stay in your spot and check your Eevee's happiness without losing your place. And the Marking Map. It's good to know where you are and where those elusive running Pokemon are. And for the rice ball question, why not blatantly call it a hamburger? Sounds good to him? Or her? Whoever you may be. Also, Umby has a PS there. PS, go Archaic. Archaic, if you're listening, go. I don't know where or how or why. Go. And now we have Fire Angel saying that they like the dowsing machine application the most. When you're in a new area, it's handy for finding hidden items without having to walk everywhere and constantly press A until you find something. Yay for stalking invisible items! And for question number 2, they just call it rice balls bread or cake or something along those lines. Alright, moving right along to the last, but not the least, person, Tori, who says that the MemoPad is their favorite app, since they're very forgetful. They'll be somewhere important in the game, put their DS down, get something to eat, and then come back and forget what they were doing. Writing it down first helps a lot, but the Marking Map is cool too. Better for finding Mesprit and Cresselia than having to go to the Pokédex at any rate. Also says, for the rice ball question, what rice balls? Those things are obviously white chocolate cookies. /sarcasm. Okay, well, that was wonderful. I really do appreciate all the wonderful answers we've had this week. And now, let's see, gotta think up a question for next week. And for the question for next week, Kuruka-chan gave me the game question, which I'm very grateful to her for, and that is, which Pokemon in the 4th generation is likely to have the biggest impact on the metagame, and why? Okay, it's a little technical, but I like that, because, you know, the game players need a little bit of a challenge in the question,
And for the anime fans, I have a question here. Once upon a time, things like episode 1 or 2, Ash made a joke about Caterpie when Misty was completely freaking out about bug Pokemon and called it a Caterpie. Well, the question is, do you have a good name parody for any Pokemon that you can think of? I would be kind of interested, very interested, actually, to hear the answers to that, and I'd love to hear some answers to the first question as well. Whichever one you guys wish to answer, go for it, and if you want to answer both of them, be my guest. Just try to keep them short, please. No five-part answers, please. Okay, well, I do appreciate it. Thank you once again, and I'll be talking to y'all again next week.
Great question of the week.
A lot of fun those are.
Indeed.
Oh, yes.
And now it's about time to wrap up the show. So I'd like to thank everybody for joining us. For everybody here at Bulbacast, PPN Steve, Topic Spoon, RK, T927, Hi, and our Colin Bluntosaur, and Pikachu Trainer, this is still reminding you to keep your pigeons in the sky and keep your monsters in your pocket. Good night, everybody.
Down a minute. Mother Ice Jeanette.